blacksmith shop. You can see the outline of the shop with the pilings here.
If you've been to Monticello, you know the story. Thomas Jefferson was a brilliant man and a benevolent master who knew slavery was wrong, but was trapped by an economic system that made freeing his slaves impossible. After 6 years of research, author Henry Winsick came to another conclusion. Monticello's genteel veneer masked an inhumane system in which slaves could be sold at will.
The sale of slaves was a very ugly fact of life at Monticello and elsewhere. It was routine. You could have your daughter or your wife or your husband or your brother suddenly sold off with no warning.
Physical violence was also a fact of life, although Jefferson kept his distance.
He surrounded himself with enslaved people who were his relatives, namely the Hemings family. And for them, life on the mountain was better than it was for other slaves. They had better work, they were better fed, better clothed, better housed. But things were very different farther down the mountain, and things were different at his outlying farms, such as Poplar Forest. Jefferson insulated himself not only through the Hemings family, but also through layers of overseers and managers who did the dirty work. And so he didn't have to see the day-to-day brutalities that went on the plantation.
Winsick found documents suggesting Jefferson saw slavery as a profitable enterprise, with babies constantly being born into bondage. He even got a slave equity loan from a bank to build a new and improved Monticello. He realized that slaves could be taught valuable skills, saving him money. Some historians suggest that Jefferson was not a great businessman, so he really couldn't free his slaves. Not so, says Henry Winsick.
The problem was not that his plantation was unprofitable. It's that he spent like a pharaoh. There was no way that any agricultural operation could keep up with his mode of living.
So how did historians at Monticello react when Winsick spoke there, sharing the product of his research?
Well, the reaction at Monticello was harsh, one might even say venomous. I think they were startled by some of the material that I turned up. They hadn't seen some of it before. There was a letter written in the early 1800s that says that the children were being whipped at Monticello to get them to work in Jefferson's nail factory. That line about the whipping had been deliberately expunged in the published version in the early 1950s. So the historians at Monticello had been working from a sanitized document.
Winsick says he wouldn't take anything back, and he hopes his book will promote further healing in a nation still trying to make sense of the fact that the author of our Declaration of Independence bought and sold other human beings.
Slavery remains a very toxic subject in American history. I don't think that we have fully come to terms with it.
That's Henry Winsick, author of Master of the Mountain, Thomas Jefferson and His Slaves. He's now at work on a new book, which won't be quite so controversial, the story of Stanford White, a flamboyant American architect who designed several buildings at the University of Virginia and rebuilt Jefferson's Rotunda in 1898. I'm Sandy Houseman.